views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi. Well, what a weekend it's been for me. I just have to share some of my happiness and joy with you. First of all, my new film, Red Christmas, not out yet. It's a Christmas horror film, if you're into that, and it's fabulous. And we had a special screening out here Friday, and the LA Times reviewed it and just gave it an amazing review and said, my God, Dee Wallace just rocks this performance. So yay, yippee, that made me very happy. And then last night there's a Stephen King celebration in town, and they showed Cujo, and I had dinner with my director, and we went to see it on the big screen again. You know, it's really good when you can sit back and go, wow, I'm pretty awesome. I did a great job. I'm really proud of what I did here. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do. It's been coming up more and more and more in the privates that if we don't celebrate and accept our specialness and our challenges within us, if we don't accept everything about who we are, then the creation process becomes more of a judgmental thing than a creation thing. And so let's start today by directing our hearts to open, our chakras to open, our hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, that we are aligned with source and love, and that we want the highest information and the highest knowledge with the highest understanding. That's our clear direction for the rest of this show. I want to talk a little bit about the storm and the floods. that's what they told me you guys wanted to hear about before we get started on the calls. So, you know, I'm starting to hear, well, this is what Nostradamus predicted, and this is the biblical forecast, you know, the floods and the famine and the blah, blah, and all that stuff. These are the points they want you to know and understand. The more we are in fear, the more nature reacts. Let me say that again. The more we are in fear and unrest, the more nature plays that out in front of us. Because as we know, everything is energy. Energy is always connected. Energy can take different forms, right? But we're all one big pile of universal energy. And so my butterfly wings affect yours, affect the universes, and vice versa. So the more we hold ourselves in our knowing, The more we hold ourselves and I am my own creator, and I am choosing love, and I am choosing joy, and I am choosing to bring myself back into that place of focus. The straighter our hara line remains, and the more the universe responds. Houston and the disintegration of the ice caps and everything else that's going on in nature right now is a representation of the collective consciousness. Unrest equals chaos. When we're in unrest and fear, chaos absolutely opens its door. You're seeing this played out in our politics, in our weather, in our health. Like I mentioned last week, the amount of anti-anxiety medication is almost tripled. Okay, all of that affects everything else, guys. If you don't think you're staying centered is important in this world, think again, because you're helping create even the ambiance of the nature that we, of the weather and the nature patterns that we live in. The calmer and more in our knowing we are, the more we are protected. Let me say that again. The calmer and the more in the knowing that we are, the more we're protected. And why would that be? Because we're in creation and not reaction. So, guys, you hear it on the shows. I hear it every time I do a private session. An open heart and joy is mandatory for creation through divine love. It's mandatory. So again, I urge all of you, don't start your day until you open your heart, open your chakras, align your hara line, and align yourself with love and with the source of all creation. All righty. All right, that's short and sweet today. We're going to go to the calls. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. We're going to start with Emily in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Congratulations on all your big wins.
Yeah, thanks. It's really nice, you know. We don't need the kudos and we don't need the outside strokes, but it's sure celebratory when you get them, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Awesome.
So thank you. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have been holding myself in that place of knowing that my grandpa was working through on that last webinar.
Yes.
And for anybody who hasn't listened to that last webinar, it was off the charts amazing.
You're talking about loss, leaving, and new beginnings, right?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
Okay.
That one. Yeah. And I took I just listened to last week's call a couple days ago, and there were several people who had falls. And then a day later, I took a spill in a parking lot. There was like a little triangle area with some large stones that I was crossing to get to the sidewalk. And I just, you know, my toe bumped and I realized I was going down face first. I caught myself on my hands. You know, it shook me up, but I thought, wow, I landed just about as good as I could have. And, you know, my knee and my shin are a little banged up, but not bad. A woman was standing right there. She saw the whole thing and she was, you know, helped me up. And I went, you know, and at home I did the work. I found some beliefs. I shifted them. So I just would love, I'm celebrating that it feels so amazing to be bringing myself back into my knowing so much more easily, and love to know if there's anything else.
Well, they want to address why you fell, and
okay.
because it's a big part, I believe it's going to weave back into what I talked about before we started taking the calls. If you notice, when you talk to people, if you will just notice what you connect, guys, you'll get some pretty good insight into yourself. So, Emily, you connected listening to the show and everybody having falls, and then you fell.
So that's
a subconscious. What they're saying is almost, it's almost like, oh, hold on, I'm waiting for the highest words here. Oh, this is what's happening in the community, and I'm part of the community, subconsciously.
Ah.
So you set yourself up for a fall. Now, if we expand that out to what we were talking about before, well, you know, everybody I talk to is in fear about the economy, in fear about North Korea, in fear about the politics. Blah, 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 blah. I'm part of this community. I better be in fear. So we want to be conscious. That's why I tell you, when you watch the television, every time an ad comes on for all these pharmaceuticals and the diseases you're going to get and how you're probably going to die from the medicine, while they're showing you blissful images of families and dogs, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're not conscious, your subconscious goes, I'm a part of this community. That's why whenever I see one of those ads, I go, thank you very much, but I'm in perfect health. Because you want to build up your synapses instead of allowing your subconscious. That's why focus, the channel talks so much about focus. Focus is so important because what you focus on, you create more brain cells around. And then you defer to that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And yes, everything you got to, they're saying, was right on. There was one really big aha. Do you remember what that is?
It's not coming to me.
Well, there was one they said you got to about falling and catching yourself. But they're not sure you got the highest understanding of what they were giving
okay.
you. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a high that we get in saving ourselves, guys, in catching
yeah.
ourselves from the fall. Oh, look, you know, I handled this really well, right? I saved
yeah.
myself. But ultimately, we don't want to have to take the fall at all, do we?
Yes, right, right.
Okay. And they're saying across your lifetime, Emily, this has been kind of a pattern of you being a really good savior of yourself. Is that a true statement?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So be aware now that you don't want to be the creator as the savior anymore. You want to be the creator as the creator of what you want, which is balance and stability, right?
Yes.
Constant money flow of more than enough, guys. There were two or three people I worked with this week, and they were asking for money, but they were asking for just enough money to pay their bills and stuff. No, absolutely not. You're entitled to way more than you need. You know, and they're showing me again the runner in the Olympics. They have to run past, they have to envision themselves running past the line, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're running past the line in health. We're running past the line in money. in relationships that are divinely orchestrated for us. We're the winners running past the line. So that was your big message about the fall, Emily.
Yeah,
great that you, and they're really applauding you for being so present with the work and going home and seeing if there's anything you could mine there, any little ponies that jumped out. But just know that where they want you to focus is that you're the creator of easy, you know, creation is easy. Okay, baby?
Yeah, awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Well, that was a good start. And we're going to Miss Alberta. You made it on, babe. I knew you could do it.
Oh, hi, honey. It's so lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Two quick things. Is my pendulum accurate?
Well, your pendulum has no power, Alberta. Think of your pendulum, guys, as a telephone. And the number that you're dialing are the thoughts and the focus that you're holding. So they're saying it would behoove you to practice with your pendulum and practice with yourself holding your focus. Because, like, if you say you want to know, I have money coming in, and then your thought goes to, oh, my gosh, I don't even know if I have enough. You see, your pendulum will change because you're not holding the focus on the thought that you are asking about. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Your pendulum is working just fine. Your focus needs a little bit more practice. And what's your second question?
It was similar to last week's, but I didn't get on. It was having waking up about 3 in the morning, and when I would move over my right side, it would be almost like vertigo. And then when I got up, and most of the next day, whether I moved my head forward, back, or either side, it was still that spinning sensation. But it was only a one-off. It lasted most of the day, and that was it.
Okay. They're saying, I'm not a doctor. I'm reading energetically what I get here. And they're saying they don't see anything to worry about. It was more, they're taking me to your neck, where your neck goes into your shoulders. Something was kind of out of alignment, or you slept wrong, or pulled a little something, but it aligned itself.
That's what
so,
I thought.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They're not giving you anything to worry about there. Do you need to see a doctor? No. A chiropractor? Anything? No.
I did go to acupuncture, but I did, you know, say to him the symptoms aren't there, but he said, you know, well, you can come, but.
Well, acupuncture aligns your meridians. It aligns the energy flow. So acupuncture is always going to help balance
you. Yeah, exactly. And that's like that.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Anyway,
good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And again, congratulations to you, my dear.
Thank you. Thanks, Alberta.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. We're going to Iris in Philadelphia.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Pretty good, darling. What's up?
Good. Well, I have two things. The first one, insomnia, I think.
What are you worried about, Iris?
I mean, like, on every different day that it happened, it's pretty constant that I wake up at, like, 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning.
Well, you're worried. So hold on, they want to go to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Again, you can find the sheets on the balance program at imdwallace.com. Oh, third sheet, hold on. This sheet, right, 1 through 5. Yeah, see, they're taking this back into what we talked about at the first of the show. You're out of your knowing, Iris. Your horror line is, even now, it's askew. So can you direct your Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you should have been able to feel a very subtle shift when that happened. It's almost like a relaxation. Okay, where you go, oh, okay. Where you kind of give over, not give up, but just relax into the truth. And they're saying, when you wake up, and this is for everybody, if you would do that, if you would straighten your Hara line through the ID point, and then just say, I know all is well because I'm creating it that way.
Great.
You should be able to go back to sleep then. Now, this is the first time they've really addressed this about insomnia. So I would like some feedback, Iris. But the next thing that's coming in is that immediately where you went, whether you realized it or not, was, I don't know if I trust myself to do this. I don't know if I do this, if it's going to work. So when that happens, guys, we set ourselves up for failure in our own creation because we are doubting ourselves as the people that are creating what we want. So that's like walking into the room of the universe and going, this is what I want, but I don't think I'm going to get it because I don't think I'm that powerful. And the universe goes, well, what the hell do you want me to do then? Right? The universe can't help us if we don't believe in ourselves. So I'm asking you to try going into blind belief, knowing that it's your own choice, just to try it. Okay. Was there something else, Iris?
Yeah. I think the other thing is just really excited about starting school on Monday. And I don't know. I'm wondering, this might be like a bigger thing to say for like a
private
session.
It's the same thing. Iris, the core of it is the same thing. Is that you're out of trust with yourself. And guys, if we are out of trust with ourself, we're out of trust with God. We're out of trust with the creative force. We're out of trust with the universe because we're the ones that create us and our universe. So the main focus for you, Iris, is on I trust me. All of us, they're saying. I trust me. I trust me as the creative power that I am.
Okay.
I mean, what was so awesome for me, because Cujo, I believe Cujo is my best work in the lifetime of my career. And this film of mine that showed Friday, I did a year ago. And do you know, I felt like my work was just as powerful. It was it's a very similar kind of role as Cujo. And it's almost like I said to the universe, let me know I've still got it. And they said, okay, Dee, here, do this film. And all those things take you back into your knowing, but you have to ask. And then you have to say yes to the opportunities that come by. And then you can go, oh, wow, I'm more in my knowing. Or you can just go, you know, I'm just going to know right now. And then more opportunities come in. And you that also expands your knowing. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
That's
that
it. You bet. And
that's
for all of us. And by the way, our next webinar, guys, is on weight loss and weight creation on September 13th. Dr. Bredici, this is one of his specialties, will be with us again to bring in the medical, your medical answers. and guidelines about weight loss. And of course, the channel has a lot to say about weight creation. They want us to focus more on weight creation than weight loss. And one of my big questions I'm going to ask him is, you know, I'm pretty much at the weight that I want to be with, but I'd like to lose another 5 pounds. So, you know, are the principles the same when you don't have to lose 50 pounds as you have to lose 5 pounds? And again, they're saying the first piece of information to give you today about it is weight is all about protection and fear. So you see, nature responds to our protection, need for protection around our fear. Your weight responds to your fear. Open your hearts around anything you want to create. Okay, we're going to Kim in Phoenix. Hi, honey, you're on. Kim,
hey,
you
there? Yeah,
hi,
I'm
baby.
Here. I'm sorry, I was on my earphones. Hey, congratulations on your success over the weekend. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's been a pretty high weekend, yeah.
Good. I was listening to the beginning of the show, and I am just really blown away, and it makes sense, you know, about nature responding to our energy, and that just blows me away. It really does.
The whole universe responds to your energy.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to read a good beginning book that explains a lot of this, pick up Power Versus Force. He really goes into, and they've proven how your energy can affect thousands of others and the energy because we're in, you know, we play with energy all the time amongst ourselves. And that's why they talk so much about the 100th monkey. When the majority of the people have faith and know, keep their heart open, and they're staying in their knowing with their heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point. When the majority of the energy does that, then everybody can move into that knowing. But right now, the majority of the energy is in fear. And that's why those of us that do this work that know we have got to be vigilant about holding ourselves there so that the 100th monkey can catch up and we can move back over onto the positive side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a question about it?
No, that just makes total sense. I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
And
we all get it. It's, you know, we have
it.
To be vigilant about whether we're doing it. Yeah.
And I've been very vigilant this past week about staying in my power and, you know, creating things that I want. So,
good.
Yay for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You bet, Kim, because you've come a really long way in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
you at first you had to move out of blaming everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had to move out of focusing on the negative, you know, and now you're just really practicing that positive creation, and it's got to be paying off for you, baby.
It's slowly paying off, which is okay.
Well, ask for it to pay off now.
Wait a minute. I just caught myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's slowly, and that's okay. No. Paying off quicker? Yes, I am open to that. Yeah.
Say, you know, I'm ready, willing, and able to receive everything right now. Right now.
And I
you
have
know,
been
because
sick,
now
yeah.
is the moment. You think when something shows up 4 weeks from now didn't have anything to do with it. But now is when the 4 weeks in the future is created. So when you live in every moment of the now, you are creating every moment of the future. And this brain class that I'm taking with John Assaraf. You know, he has this wonderful line that he says, your wealth is more about how you feel than what your circumstances are. Your circumstances have nothing to do with the wealth you are creating right now. But your feelings. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard me say it a million times.
Yes, yes.
Go into love, go into joy. Go into love, go into joy. And that's exactly what he's doing in his brain research. So I'm bringing it to you from a channeled spiritual place. He's bringing it to you from brain research. But the message is the same, guys, and when are we going to get it? Get out of fear, back into joy, whatever you have to do. Thanks, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Thank you, Dee.
Bye-bye. Okay, Miss Luz in Massachusetts. What's up, babe?
Hi, Dee. Wow, what a wonderful show today.
Thank you.
Yes, it is, indeed. I just want to, before, in a couple of weeks ago, I spoke with you about me being in fear. I actually have called before, but I haven't been able to connect, but this time I did. I mean, being feared of how the wall was, like that the wall was broken, not bringing a child. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
So what it was behind it when I actually looked into it, it was, I thought I was broken. I created a story that I was broken. Instead of believing that the wall was broken, it was, I thought I was broken. And
you
that
bet,
was, that,
sweetheart.
That's why I always was like fixing myself, you know, looking for my knowledge, for more knowledge, looking for, you know, because I needed to fix myself. And of course, at the same time, I needed to fix others.
And if we need to fix ourselves all the time, we're going to play that out in our health. We're going to play it out in our money. We're going to play it out in our relationships. And that is a direct tie-in to our first caller about her fall. We don't want to have to save ourselves anymore, guys. You're not broken. You already know enough to do whatever you want to do. You know that an open heart and joy is where you have to go first before you take any action. Accept yourself, applaud yourself, acknowledge yourself. Those are the best things you can do right now. And yippee, Luz, that you discovered that and did the work and were conscious enough. That's really big. Are you acknowledging yourself for that?
I am.
Good, because I want you all to do that.
Yes, and the reason how I actually discovered that is I'm doing a seminar called An Invented Life, which is exactly what you're basically teaching here, like us inventing our life. But, it really goes, like, deep. It makes you realize, like, all the hidden pattern that is running the show, like, in the subconscious. So it was a great seminar, actually.
Good. Good. Yeah, because it's all about you guys. It's not about anybody else. It's all about us. And sometimes it's about us going, you know, I don't like where I am. I don't like this experience. I don't like these people that are surrounding me. And that's okay. Now I've learned I want to create positive of I love my situations. I love the people I work with. You know, I love being honored. I love being respected. So I don't want you to ever get down on yourself because that's pointless and that takes you back into the victim place and out of creation.
I do have a question.
Okay, and then I have to move on to somebody, Luz. What is it, baby?
Okay, I got it. My question is, this is something I'm being, I don't want to use the word working because it's not like that, but this is something I'm transforming right now. It is how I feel about, and this is like I have learned so much about myself through my work, through working because I'm learning things that, you know, totally new things.
I need to get to your question, though, baby. What's your question?
Okay. So my question is, when it comes to work, from where do I get this that I'm actually have like this relationship like with my boss? No matter how great I'm doing, it's not that they're not saying it. It is myself thinking that I'm not doing, you know, the greatest, or it's going to take too long to learn. So,
well, you just answered your own question. It's not your boss, it's yourself. And I'm going to say this again, and I want everybody to listen to this. When you shift yourself within, the world around you has to shift. It has to. Because energy responds to direction. So whenever you have that thought, Luz, you see, you just apply exactly what you did when you just found out you're down on yourself. Whenever you have a thought, oh, my God, my boss doesn't like me, you go, oh, that's ridiculous. That's me saying that to myself. And I am not doing that anymore. I am acknowledging that I rock. I'm awesome. I'm smart.
And I'm not even saying that. I don't say
what?
That. I take 100% responsibility, and I know it is me. So what I'm actually digging into myself is, like, instead of, you know, I don't put it on my boss at all. I take 100% myself.
Well,
and what I tell myself...
Well, then it should be shifting, Luz. So that tells me that you are not equating the words with the feeling of love and joy first. If the feeling isn't there, the world responds less. Just to say the words, just to recite affirmations is not what it's about. Feeling the joy of knowing that you're enough and that you're smart enough and that you do everything awesomely, that's what it's about, the feeling of that. So they're saying to everybody again, and again, this has to do with weight loss. The better you feel about yourself, the more your body responds, health-wise, weight-wise, everything. All right, darling, I've got to move on. Thank you, Luz.
Yep. Welcome.
All right. Boy, we're getting to a lot of discernment here today. Davina in Austin, my God, are you okay?
Yes, I am.
Good.
In fact, I've started my new beginning. I got the job that I was looking for that I knew we'd come through.
Woohoo!
So I'm going to Colorado. But two quick questions. One, is my divorce going to be final by the time I leave?
They're saying that's almost the right question, Davina. You're waiting for the legal finalization for you to move into the energetic finalization. And you've got it bass backwards, as my mother used to say. You need to allow this to be finalized in your energy, and then it just doesn't matter when it's legally finalized. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, just basically in my energy, it's done. And
yeah, it's done. You know, and one day you'll get a paper that says that. But it's for you, energetically, it's done. It's over. It's finalized successfully. But you keep holding on to, and this is a message for me about my daughter's divorce, too. Just know it's done, Dee, and it's done successfully, and it's done for the highest good of all people concerned, and that you get what you want.
Okay.
Now, when you go there, can you go into the feeling of how the highest word is freedom? Can you feel freedom?
Oh, yes. I'll be, totally, yeah.
Okay.
That's what the new beginning, freedom.
Well, but they want you to be that right now. Mm-hmm. You're kind of waiting for something to happen for you to be freedom right now. It works the mm-hmm. other way, guys. You be okay. freedom. You feel freedom. You celebrate freedom. You revel in freedom. And then more freedom finds you.
Okay.
Okay, you got. I'm getting that you got that.
Yes.
Now, everybody, to hear these words are not going to shift anything for you if you don't do it. So find your love place. Find a place in your life where literally you went, oh, my God, I'm free. It could be, you know, for me, when I'm standing out and wind comes up, wind. I love when wind washes over me. It gives me, I feel like I'm on the front of the Titanic, right? And I'm just free. Hawaii, I'm always free in Hawaii. I can bring those feelings up. And then like John Assaroff says, now double them. Now double them. With a thought and an emotion, you can create anything you want. But we don't take the time to really move into that emotional place. And that's what I am urging you. That's okay, I'm the channel, but the channel is saying, you have got to let them know that's our message. That's the highest point of creation they can do, is to feel that they already are in the state of where they want to be. Because if you look at your circumstances, you are looking at what you think has to do with your creation, and your feelings are much more powerful than your circumstances now. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So there's your marching orders, woman.
Okay.
But you're okay. You're in Austin, right? And everything's okay yeah. there so far?
I'm not drowning yet, so and I don't plan to be. So
good.
I don't watch the news. I don't try. You know, I don't. You know.
Yeah.
Want to be the mama of it.
Well,
so.
I do think, you know, we're pretty powerful people. All of us now should send light, love, joy, and freedom to all the places in Texas that are being challenged right now. Don't get involved in the drama, do the work you know, and send love. All right, darling. Thank you for calling in.
One more quick question. You talk about the A-line when you wake up and you go in, you know, some kind of A-line or aura line or something. What is that?
Hara, H-A-R-A. The Hara line is an imaginary line of energy that extends from below your body through all your major chakras up through your third eye, the top of your head, into this imaginary ID point. If you want to learn more about it, go read some of Barbara Brennan's work, Hands of Light. She talks a lot about the Hara line, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dee.
You bet. And your Hara line, when your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, you can feel your knowing. It takes you out of doubt and into your knowing. Miss Maria in San Francisco. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. I've been trying to figure out what my question is this week. I've talked to you before about my health issues, mental and physical, and my relationships with my sisters who I live with, and my mom. My mom's elderly, and you had told me that I'm not creating, that I feel guilty about moving something about my younger self. Sometimes I do feel like I'm moving on, and I'm in gusto, I feel powerful, and then I crash. And then that.
Well, I think that's going on with all of us to one degree or another, Maria. And okay. when you crash, you go, okay, I'm human. Here I am back in the toilet again, but I know that's not going to get me what I want. So
yeah.
when I'm ready, I'm going to start creating again. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to put on 60s music. I'm going to dance naked in front of the mirror. I'm going to go to a funny movie. I'm going to turn on, you know, I Love Lucy. Whatever I have to do to get me back in balance so that I can choose an open heart, a straight horror line, and alignment with love and joy is what I'm going to do. So they want you to know you're absolutely on the right path. You started pretty far down, so give yourself a break, but you're doing what you need to be doing, and the more you do it, the quicker the turnaround. Okay?
Am I supposed to wait in terms of moving until to take care of my mom, or do I just go and just know that she's going to be taken care of for my sisters and I just need to go take care of myself? Because every day I'm like, I need to move, but I have health issues. And then
yes, but Maria, you're saying I need to move out of guilt is the highest word. You're not saying, oh, let me go into my heart and feel, do I feel joy about this? Moving to take care of your mother, and when I say you feel joy about it, I get a no. You feel duty about it. So,
well,
your job.
Right now, so she's being taken care of.
Okay, well, then I think you have your answer. She's being taken care of. You need to take care of yourself, and you need, if you ultimately want to go take care of her, you need to find the joy and the love around doing that. But the more joy and love you can find in your life, and right now it's going to be easier if you don't have more responsibilities, the more joy and love you can live in your own life, the healthier you get. And the healthier you get will create the opportunity to make other decisions. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, darling. Thank you for calling in. You can do this, Maria. You are doing it. You are doing it. So just keep doing it. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Susan, I got to go to you in Houston. Hi, babe.
Yes. Hi. I'm going to ask for a big hug from everybody.
You bet. You bet. So I can hear the fear and the panic in your voice.
It's been survival. And not,
yes.
It hasn't been from this. It's not from this. It's from I had to leave my home in December within 8 days of 35 years because of a divorce, and my husband had me evicted. So physically forced to move, found this place, and on July 13th, the man across the street, a paranoid schizophrenic, while I was gone, invaded my house, tossed through everything, and actually came after me. He's in jail, arrested, so I was moved to my son's house in the interim. Thursday, I found out the storm is headed towards that house. It flooded in May, and I had no knowledge of it. So it's not, you know, perspective. My heart, I'm in the joy. I realized just through
you
my work
break,
with
what
you.
You need.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
But I've been in awareness that I've been in survival. I'm challenged with cancer that started in 77 from breast. But what I need right now is simply a hug from everybody and just the light. On the day I found out about the hurricane the other night, it was amazing. I sent from my heart a fountain of white light to the eye of the storm and just went to sleep. So I have waves of calm, peace, but I'm worn out.
And we all can understand
emotionally,
that, Susan.
Emotionally, I'm in, you know, I realized through the last month, hey, I'm out of this survival. I'm going into creation. So
Susan,
that I'm on that.
I want to use you as an example of what they're talking about. Because,
excellent.
You see, you've been in survival mode for a long time.
Exactly.
And now everybody there is trying to survive. And that is a perfect example, they're saying, about how nature is mirroring the states that we're in.
Right.
Okay. Now, there is one major thing. Hold on. I'm trying to hear the highest thing here that they want us all to do. Wow. Hold on. There's so much coming in. Okay. Slow down. First of all, we are to open our hearts, move into our love place, and just send love to the peace of the storm. P-E-A-C-E. We're sending love to the peace of the storm. And now, and we have permission to do this, we're directing all energy of the storm and the people who helped create it. We are sending the direction to open your hearts. We are claiming that your hearts are open, your chakras are open, your hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, and that you are aligned with love. The third thing they want us all to accept in our direction is that it seems impossible that we could affect in any way this storm. And the channel is saying absolutely, unequivocally, if you hold the peace of this storm, you can affect the duration and the intensity of this storm. Now, they're asking me to tell you a story about what happened in my acting class years ago. There was this family that was lost, and they couldn't find them, and they happened to be friends of one of my students. And the entire studio got together with the direction that they were found, and they were found alive and rescued safely. And by a quirk of fate, we worked on it for 2 days. At the end of the 2 days, by this quirk of happenstance, somebody happened to see them from the air, and they were rescued alive and were safe. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, if you're in your knowing and if you trust yourself, you know that you were a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think it's possible, and I'm just a little peon, and what, how the hell would I have any power, and blah, 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 then you're going to dismiss the amazing, powerful thing that you were a part of creating, which allows you then not to expand into your knowingness of the God that you are. So again, they're wrapping everything together. Please accept right now your power, that when you bring yourself into the harmony of the peace of the storm, which is any kind of victimness, any kind of fear that's going on to you, when you find the peace within the storm, you affect the storm itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we're claiming that. We know that. Our direction has been clear. We are holding peace for the eye of the storm in every way.
Oh.
And for all people who are in its path. So it is.
Yeah. And I am aligned with that peace. I feel it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had an awareness too, Dee, that's kind of, I had an awareness that there's been so much talk about releasing. And it hit me, what about if we're not really, that we don't need to release, because I was aware before the storm hit that it was aiming for Corpus, where genocide of the Native Americans really took place. A whole race was wiped out. And I was thinking, oh, just like Katrina in New Orleans, you know, that was a cleansing. But what if we don't need to be in the cleansing?
Well,
rather,
they're saying,
it's
a good question. Yeah, it's a good question, Susan. And
why do
saying,
we have to keep doing this?
Well, we don't. We don't have to keep falling to pick ourselves up. But
that's like, let's go into creation.
That exactly, and that was their words to you. You can't release energy anyway. That's all there is. But you can release fear and recreate it with peace and knowing. That's what we're doing in this community, is taking the energy and going, I'm not focusing you there on release anymore. I'm focusing you on the creation and the standing of peace and integrity, love for all human beings, you know, the knowing that all is okay.
Right.
And so it is.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. What I love about this community and your work is that you brought the body in, because during these last days, just on our talk, the talk this morning, physically, I felt vibrations when you were speaking certain words, and then calm, my body is really reclaiming all the fragmented pieces for the last 65 years that have been thrown out, in a sense. So it's really amazing. I thank you
and
for all that.
You
this,
bet, Susan.
You
and
know.
that's part of your cancer stuff, too, is that reintegration of peace in your body. You do not have to attract these wackos in your life anymore.
That's
in order for you to feel survival
that's
of
right.
the fittest. It's not about survival
and
of the fittest.
And I don't need my power to come from, I don't need my potency to come from having to survive situations any longer.
Over, done with, gone.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing with you in November. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
I love you all.
And we surround you with major peaceful hugs, Susan.
That's what I need. Thank you so much. I love you all.
You bet. Love you
Bye.
Too, honey. My gosh, this show goes so fast because you guys are so great. Okay, next webinar, September 13th with Dr. Bredici, weight loss and weight creation. Thank you again for creating another amazing show for all of us. I love you. And until we meet again, love yourselves and live in joy and live in peace and live in your knowing, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.